Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 31st of January 2017, and this is the 521st Moll Out Loud podcast. I'm up on Loch Lofty again. I didn't think I'd make it. I couldn't come up here in the morning because I had an appointment with someone. And I need to walk into the city a bit later on for my writer's cave. And I didn't really think that a walk up to Loch Lofty would be possible, but it was such a beautiful day. The sun's quite hot, but there's been a cool breeze, and certainly walking up the hill was quite warm. But as soon as I get to the summit, and as soon as I kind of came over to the other side, it started raining, and there was quite a strong wind, cold wind off the mountain. I mean, it's not by any means cold for those of you who are in the northern hemisphere, but it was certainly quite a strong contrast to coming up the hill. The sun's come out again now, so it's going to be one of those quickly changing days. And I'm going to record this even though it's quite windy. I'm hoping that it won't interfere with the podcast too much. Most of the wind seems to be in the trees rather than down at my level, so you can probably hear it. But sometimes, like now, it's going to disturb, interrupt, whatever. In fact, I may need to stop. It seems to have... I might just hang on for a little bit until I just get round this next bend. You can sort of hear it coming from the mountain, and then it's never quite clear whether it's going to whip round you at your own level or stick to the treetops. It also seems to be changing direction, which is a bit unfortunate. Let's see what I can do with my hand to protect it. I really think that both iPads and iPhones need a little invention that's like the hood of a pram, that you can pull up on a hinge that protects you from the wind and the rain and the heat. I noticed this morning when I was working on my iPad outside that it was getting much too hot, and because of the sun. And I couldn't work out a way of keeping it shady without needing the hands that I was using to type. So I think there's a little invention in need of fabricating there. I might see what I can do with some bits and bobs at home. I do hope that you've had a nice day today. I mean, you're probably only just starting your day, most of you. And that it's a nice sort of gentle day. I think this being able to come walking now when it feels the right time is a really nice, I was going to say side effect, well, an effect of this decision to allow the first 3 months of this year to be loose construing, not to pin myself to a definite plan, but to fix things, mend things, experiment with things, things being anything from the kettle to my teeth, to what times of day things suit me best, and and still being able to get my work done without committing to particular times. I know this is a really, it's a really tricky one, because I also often feel that I need to commit a particular time, and if you can do a particular time every day, then it becomes habitual, and it's often easier to, or there's less resistance to doing it. But I also think it can sometimes really curb my creative self, in that I find myself trying to do creative work when I'm too tired or just completely uninspired, and then committing myself to doing something else that's not creative at a time when I do feel as if I couldn't write. So anyway, this is just an experiment, and I feel released somehow not having made resolutions or fixed plans for the year. It doesn't seem to have stopped me from getting on with things or putting things into train. It's just felt as if it's left me off the hook. So one of the reasons I nearly didn't come up here, as I mentioned, was because I'm going to be walking into the city later. And another was that when I kind of came about halfway up, I found myself walking behind a small boy who was bawling his eyes out, and he obviously didn't want to walk. And his family had kind of walked on ahead and were, I imagine, tired of him bawling his head off. But I felt so sorry for him. I just remember when I was a child, these kind of compulsory walks, and not being very fit, being a wheezy sort of child, and not being able to keep up, and the whole walking thing being a really uncomfortable process. And so I really felt for him, and then I kind of went down a thought process about, you know, how it had been then, you know, that how these walks had been compulsory, and how I really, really didn't like walking, and how long it took me to start kind of wanting to enjoy walks. I mean, not until my 50s, so I'm really glad I didn't wait any longer, given that my capacity to do it is not really increasing. But I'm very, very pleased to have had this time of enjoying it. So I wondered with this little boy whether to commiserate or not, but he really didn't want anyone sort of around him. And I realised, and I decided I was going to walk up, but I realised that by walking behind him, he was feeling chivvied from behind as well as in front. Anyway, he did catch up with his family, and I think there was some deal reached that involved Tim Tams, which are a chocolate biscuit that's made here. So maybe it was okay that I was walking behind him. And anyway, I didn't think I was going to be able to overtake them because I'm quite slow at the moment. But I did, or else they stopped to eat their Tim Tams. And I'm very glad that I didn't allow it to stop me. And I just hope that little boy is able to enjoy walks. I just think, yeah. Anyway, enough of that. I'm really looking forward to the writer's cave tonight. I'm going to be trying to write a scene that I can send off for my In the Flesh writers group that's meeting on Thursday. And I thought I had something that was really nearly finished when I looked at it this morning. It wasn't very nearly finished, so I'm going to have a little bit of work to do tonight. and it's lovely being able to write in this space with other writers. So that's me for today. I hope that you're able to have a gentle creative time today. I really hope that you can look after yourself, and if you can get a sniff of fresh air at some point, I hope you can enjoy it. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.